The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 7th of March, 2010. It was on this day in 1923, Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening first appeared in public in the New Republic magazine, and it became one of the most popular poems in American literature. A poem about winter, but Frost wrote the first draft on a warm morning in the middle of June, the morning after he'd stayed up all night at his kitchen table working on a long poem, New Hampshire, which he finally finished and then looked up and saw that it was morning. He'd never worked all night on a poem before, and so he went outside and he watched the sunrise and he got an idea for a new poem and rushed back in the house and he wrote Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening in just a few minutes. He said he wrote most of the poem almost without lifting his pen off the page. It was on this day in 1994 the Supreme Court ruled that parody can be protected by the Fair Use Clause of the Copyright Act of 1976. The case arose when the publisher Acuff Rose, which held the copyright to the Roy Orbison song O Pretty Woman, sued the rap group Two Live Crew, which had used some elements of the Orbison song in a song of their own. And the Supreme Court ruled unanimously in favor of Two Live Crew. And it's the birthday of the critic and scholar William York Tyndall, born in Williamstown, Vermont, 1903. Studied at Columbia, and after graduation traveled to Europe, where he picked up a copy of Ulysses by James Joyce. Read it, became obsessed with Joyce, and at a time when the book was still banned in this country, he assigned Ulysses to his students at NYU, William York Tyndall, who went on to write four books about Joyce, including A Reader's Guide to Finnegan's Wake. Here's a poem for today by Katha Pollitt, entitled The Old Neighbors. The weather's turned, and the old neighbors creep out from their crammed rooms to blink in the sun, as if surprised to find they've lived through another winter. Those steam heats left them pale and shrunken like old root vegetables. Mr. and Mrs. Totsy are already hard at work on their front yard mini Sicily, a Virgin Mary birdbath, a thicket of roses, and the only outdoor aloes in Manhattan. It's the old immigrant story, the beautiful babies grown up into foreigners. Nothing's turned out the way they planned as sweethearts in the sinks of Palermo. Still, each wave's a dirt-caked hand in geriatric fellowship with Stanley, the former tattoo king of the merchant marine, turning the corner with his shaggy collie, who's hardly three but trots arthritically in sympathy. It's only the young who ask if life's worth living, not Mrs. Sansanovitz, who for the last hour has been inching her way down the sidewalk, lifting and placing her new aluminum walker as carefully as a spider testing its web. On days like these, I stand for a long time under the wild, gnarled root of the ancient wisteria, dry twigs that in a week will manage a feeble shower of purple blossom. And I believe it. This is all there is. All histories brought us here to our only life to find, if anywhere, our hanging gardens and our street of gold. Cracked stoops, geraniums, fire escapes, these old stragglers basking in their bit of sun. The Old Neighbors by Katha Pollitt from The Mind-Body Problem, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hey, here's a note. If you are in a band or thinking about being in a band, our annual talent show is coming up on A Prairie Home Companion, and this year we're going to have a contest between bands. It's the Battle of the Bands, and it's going to take place in Newark, New Jersey, on our April 17th broadcast. A band got more than three members. Well, at least three members. No limit on how many you can have, but at least you got to have three. All musical genres are welcome. Don't have to sing. Can if you want. The whole contest is based on your band's ability to get people up out of their seats and on their feet and dancing. We have to get a submission from you by Monday, March the 8th. You can send it in by CD or MP3 or anything you like, email attachment or whatever. And all of the bands who are chosen to appear on that April 17th broadcast in Newark, New Jersey, will receive round-trip airfare and hotel accommodations for April 16th and 17th in beautiful Newark, New Jersey. Digital CDs, if you send in a CD, send it to Battle of the Band Submissions, a PHC 611 Frontenac Place, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55104. And to hear all of this again, you can visit our website, www.prairiehome.org. Battle of the Bands.